我们所唱的这首诗歌在中文的歌词跟英文的不太一样。
Can you just say the lyrics between Chinese and English are different?
在中文的歌词是谈到祷告的方面。
In Chinese language, talk about the language of prayer.
昨天小弟跟大家谈到跟曾经跟一个同工在谈到教会发展的瓶颈跟阻碍。
Yesterday, I talked to you about how discussing with the co-worker of God the growth and the prosperity of the church.
那位同工他的看法是因为祷告的原因。
And according to that co-worker, he thinks that the reason hinges on prayer.
但是他进一步的指出他的看法，他的观点小弟就不太一样。
And he went one step further into his concept, which I didn't agree with.
认为是因为祷告太多太久把弟兄姐妹吓跑。
He said that it is because of prayers too long and too often. That is why all the brothers and sisters are scared off.
那针对这一点，我们昨天已经做了分享。
Yesterday we already discussed this point.
我们借着尼西米他的默祷来谈到祷告的品质。
Through the silent prayer of Nehemiah, we discussed the quality of prayer.
我们得到的结论是，虽然长时间的祷告并不代表这个品质好的祷告。
And we concluded that the quality of prayer is not directly correlated with the quantity.
但是长时间的祷告却是培养品质好的祷告必经的路程。
But a long prayer is necessary for upping the quality of short prayer.
举个尼西米的例子。
And this is the example left to us by Nehemiah.
谈到他能够把握那瞬间。在回答王所答应请求之前的他默祷献上的事。
Before he asked the king for his request, he was able to grasp the opportunity to pray in silence to God.
在短时间之内，他能够周详的把他的请求向王来提说。
And in the short span of time, he was able to request the king all that he had in his heart.
当然在于他之前在四个月来。他朝思暮想计划当中。
Of course, this required planning and thinking and pondering the 4 months prior to this event.
但是他的这个祷告也如同他在四个月前就开始为着他所听到犹大的这些同胞们及圣城的困难来哭泣来祷告来进食。
He began to pray and fast for the people because he had heard 4 months prior that Judah had oppressed the people.
我们下午小弟想跟大家再来谈另外一个这位同工他所提到的一个对外的一个困难。
And this afternoon, I'd like to use this, the same words of the same co-worker concerning the people outside of the church.
认为我们的灵言祷告把许多好不容易邀请来的亲戚朋友吓跑了。
That is to say, our Holy Spirit will scare away many of the of our friends and relatives that we brought to the church.
我们来看当时圣灵降临的情形。
Let's look at when the Holy Spirit first descended.
那请看请看这个《使徒行传》第二章。
Turn to Acts chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
那当一节说五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。二节。
2.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满他们所坐的屋子。第三节。
3.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。四节。
4.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。第五节。
5.
那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来住在耶路撒冷。六节。
6.
这声音一响，众人都来聚集，个人听见门徒用众人的相谈说话，就甚纳闷。七节。
7.
都惊讶稀奇说，看啊，这说话的不都是加利利人吗？八节。
8.
我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的香坛呢？ 我们跳过来看十一节。
Let's skip to verse 11.
十一节，哥利底和亚拉伯人都听见他们用我们的相谈讲说神的大作为。十二节。
12.
众人都就都亚惊讶猜疑，彼此说这是什么意思呢？十三节。
13.
还有人讥笑说他们无非是新酒灌满。这一段记载圣灵第一次降临的情况。
This passage describes the circumstances of the first pouring down of the Holy Spirit.
在犹太人的一个节日里头。
It happened in a festival.
所以当时有很多从各地各国回来耶路撒冷过节的犹太人。
So at that time there were many people, many Jews from all nations and all lands come back to Jerusalem to observe this day.
他们听到门徒祷告得圣灵，声音很大，所以他们过来看。
And they heard the disciples receiving the Holy Spirit and praying very loudly, so they came over to take a look.
在这之前，也就是在耶稣升天以前，耶稣已经告诉门徒不可离开耶路撒冷。
Prior to this, Jesus told the disciples not to leave Jerusalem.
要他们要等候那个应许的圣灵。
Because they have to wait for the promised Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵跟他们将要承受的这个能力有绝对的关系。
Because the Holy Spirit has a direct correlation with the power they will receive.
我看第一章八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章八节说，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。这是圣灵跟能力的关系。
This is the relationship between the Holy Spirit and power.
圣灵让门徒有传福音的能力。
The Holy Spirit gave the disciples the power to preach the gospel.
有承受逼迫的能力。
Power to undergo persecution.
能够把福音传遍到整个地极。
The power to spread the gospel to all the lands of the earth.
关键在于圣灵。
And it all hinges on the Holy Spirit.
这个相信我们大家都同意。
And I think we all agree on this matter.
有一个问题，就是圣灵降临的所彰显出来的外在的样子。
The question is the outwardly manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
就是我刚刚所读的，这些门徒他们能够讲说从十五个地方回来的这个犹太侨民，他们侨居地的话。
So we just read in chapter 2, the people all heard the disciples speaking in their own tongue, and they come from 15 different nations.
可见并不是一般的语言。
So we can see that they don't speak in a typical language.
而是圣灵让这些回来过节的犹太侨民听成他们侨居地的话。
But it is the Holy Spirit that allowed these people who came back to Jerusalem to observe the holiday to hear it in their own language.
在述说神的大作为。
To talk about the great wonders and the mighty works of God.
那还有一部分的人呢？他们看到门徒身体震动，所以他们就讥笑他们是喝醉酒。
And there are others who saw the bodies of the disciples trembling, and they laughed at them, saying they're full of wine.
看到这些受圣灵的门徒，他们在祷告的时候的外在表现，讥笑他们是喝醉酒。
So these people laughed at the outward manifestation of the Holy Spirit and saying that they were drunk.
小弟经常在想这个经节。
So I often ponder about this verse.
为何圣灵要用如此的外在形式彰显出来？
Why is the Holy Spirit such manifested in such a way?
讲个夸张过分一点不是很雅观的方式。
And we can say that it is not a very graceful manifestation.
这也是很多人，很多我们的弟兄姐妹，不愿意，甚至不强调用圣灵来祷告的一个原因。
This is one of the main reasons why brothers and sisters say that we do not need to pray in this way in the Holy Spirit.
我们想想看那个可以让福音广传，能够承受那个不可。承受那个逼迫、那个迫害、那个能力的圣灵。
We have to remember, the Holy Spirit gives us the power to preach the gospel to the end of the world. It also helps us undergo persecutions that we can otherwise not handle.
之后，圣灵也让这个根深蒂固的 这个犹太人哦，犹太背景的使徒们，把福音呢、啊、传到非犹太人的、哦、这个信徒那边去。
He also allowed Jewish the Jewish people to preach the gospel to the Gentile land.
举个例子讲彼得啊。
For example, Peter.
彼得他是认出耶稣基督是弥赛亚，是神的儿子。
Peter recognized that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is the Messiah.
他也是耶稣基督拣选，要成为将来教会的磐石的。
He is also one of the chosen ones of Jesus to become the future pillar of the church.
神向他显出异象。
God had manifested to him in a vision.
在哥尼流的家里。
In house of Cornelius.
让他所看到的异象能够呈现，能够应验。
So that his vision will be accomplished.
所以他才敢为这些服侍犹太人。生来不是犹太人的这些希腊人这是意大利人来给他们施洗。
So he was able to baptize these Greeks, these people who were not Jewish.
为什么？圣灵的见证。
Because of the witness of the Holy Spirit.
看到他们得圣灵。
He saw that they had received the Holy Spirit.
跟使徒们一样。
Just like the apostles themselves.
跟在这里这个五旬节圣灵第一次降临的情形一样。
Just the same as the day of the Pentecost when the Holy Spirit first descended.
让福音反而广传了。
So this is how they were able to disseminate the gospel.
讲近一点的。前阵子听到法国的杨传道谈到在非洲的工作。
Recently, I heard from Preacher Ying in France about the ministry in Africa.
有一些基督教团来信我们真耶稣教会。
There are other Christian denominations who came to believe into our church.
什么力量让他们能够放弃过去他们的教导？
What power is it that made them forsake what they had learned before?
能够接受我们的五大教义？
To accept our five basic doctrines.
什么力量？
What kind of power?
圣灵。
It is by the power of the Holy
Spirit. 让他们得圣灵之后，
After they received the Holy Spirit,
没有人有意义了。
No one had any more their own thoughts.
所以圣灵能够将这个主耶稣的福音呢，往外传。
So the Holy Spirit can spread the word of God.
今天会让我们弟兄姐妹觉得说，为什么灵恩的祷告，为什么强调圣灵，反而成为传福音的阻碍
？So how come it is that today brothers and sisters may actually think that the Holy Spirit can hinder the gospel of God？
我们想一想。
Let's think about this.
有人说。因为求不到圣灵嘛。
Some people say because they can't receive the Holy Spirit.
这是一个事实。
So this may be a truth.
我们如果比较关心这个教会在近年来的灵恩会的这个成果，我们发现到说，确实得圣灵的人数越来越少。
For those of us who observe that in the recent spiritual convocations, there are fewer and fewer people who receive the Holy Spirit.
或许有人觉得说，是不是啊？这圣灵的雨啊，快要停了，所以越来越少了。
Some people observe maybe it is because the rain of the Holy Spirit is about to stop.
因为我们说圣灵就好像这个雨一样。
Because we liken the Holy Spirit as to the rain.
那如果是这样我们又想到，那为什么在非洲那边他们很容易就得到圣灵？
But then, if that's the case, then why is it so easy for the Africans to receive the Holy Spirit?
难道圣灵像这个西北雨一样局部雨啊？这里会下多一点，那边就少一点。
Is the Holy Spirit like that? It only descends on some areas, not others?
应该不是。
Should not be this case.
这问题可能出在求的人本身呐。
The problem probably lies upon the person who is seeking after the Holy Spirit.
所以得不到圣灵。
The person who cannot receive it.
让我们渐渐忽略圣灵。
Will make us overlook the importance of Holy Spirit.
减轻圣灵在教会里头的分量。
Lessen the importance or the weight of the Holy Spirit in the church.
我们反而怪说教会的圣工不发展，福音没办法传出去的瓶颈，是因为圣灵。
And they will go on to blame the Holy Spirit for.The lack of prosperity in the church.
换个角度来想。
But on another hand,
如果能够像早期那么单纯的信心呢？
If we all have the faith as in the hostile times.
我们是在非洲，要在啊，这个在台湾或者在我们美国早期。
The earlier stages of the church in either Taiwan, Africa, or in the United States.
带着亲戚朋友来到教会。
We bring our friends and relatives to the church.
我跟你讲了很多，你都不相信。
I may say a lot to you, and you may not believe me.
祷告。
But let's pray anyway.
一跪下，他得圣灵。
And as soon as he kneels down, he gets the Holy Spirit.
跟你讲说，你说的都是真的。
He gets up and says, "Everything that you said was true."
我相信我是。
I believe there's a God.
我相信耶稣是神。
I believe Jesus.
我相信真耶稣教会是得救的教会。
I believe the true Jesus Church is the church that is going to be saved.
好轻松啊。
So easy.
上帝听过台湾谢顺道长老讲过这个在南部的一个温子教会圣灵大降的情形。
And I have heard Elder Xie talk about the downpour of the Holy Spirit in an area in the south Taiwan.
几百个人得圣灵。
Hundreds of people received the Holy Spirit.
到什么样的程度啊
？Up to what point？
椅子通通要搬走哦，通通跪满的人呐。
They had to remove all the chairs because it is packed with people.
跪下来祷告得圣灵。
They kneeled down and prayed and received the Holy Spirit.
他一离开，马上那个人一跪下来，马上也得圣灵。
And so the person who received gets up, the next person kneels down and receives the Holy Spirit as well.
大水。
It is like the mighty waters.
没有人会怀疑。
No one will have any doubt left.
没有人会觉得教会不是属神的。
No one will feel that this church does not belong to God.
怎么又会让教会对外的开拓成为阻碍？
How can it be a hindrance to the spreading of the church?
在小弟信主的这番过程当中。
Process of my believing in God.
能够维系，能够让我们个人确确实实的跟神有的体验，摸到神，就是我们得到的圣灵。
Holy Spirit is when I really experience and touch God.
它是何等的宝贵。
He is so precious.
又是何等真实。
He's real.
好，所以今天我们要让教会对外。得到复兴，得到这个突破的瓶颈。
So we want to break through our church into the society today.
不是在我们的宣道啦，这些策略上、技巧上，在那边一直在那边钻研下功夫而已啊。
It isn't only by employing different techniques or planning how we should evangelize.
那个对外开拓的那个源头。那从圣灵而来的力量
，the power that originates from the Holy Spirit，
那个耶稣基督的应许
，is the promise of God，
才是我们对外开拓、突破瓶颈的关键。
It is the crux of how we will break through our faith into the society。
在早期，我们只有听过其他的基督教会的弟兄姐妹来到我们教会得到圣灵就留下。
In the earlier days, the other brothers and sisters from other churches who come to our church receive the Holy Spirit and stay.
没有听过说我们的弟兄姐妹会跑到其他的教会去的。
It's very rare for us to hear that our own brothers and sisters will leave the church and go to another church.
没有人会被吓跑。
Very few people are frightened away.
吓到来当传道是有的。
Maybe they'll be afraid to be a pastor.
没有被吓跑的。
But no one is frightened away from the church.
所以我们千万不能错看。
So we should not be misconceived.
我们能够从神那边所领受其他这个基督教会所没有办法领受的宝贵的圣灵。
We're able to obtain what other churches cannot obtain, which is the precious Holy Spirit.
这是何等的宝贵
！It is so precious.
何等的荣幸
！It is our honor.
所以在我们每一次的祷告的时候。
So every time we kneel down to pray,
我们都应当要抱着感谢的心，欢喜大声的用灵言来祷告。
We ought to harbor a heart of great gratitude and raise our voices to pray to God.
这是我们的荣耀。
Because this is our glory.
这是神特别的恩典。
This is a special grace of God.
而不是顾惜形象
It is. No, we're not trying to maintain our image.
不敢讲。 不敢祷告。
So that we are afraid to tell other people and afraid to pray.
神当日用的这样子的一个空前跟绝后的一个形态，把他的圣灵彰显出来。
So using this way, God had manifested His Holy Spirit.
让当时这些回来过节的犹太侨民扎心受洗。
So those Jewish people who came back to observe holidays were thrust in the heart and they came and believed.
今天我们也一样。
It is the same today.
让我们呢，以能够用灵言祷告来觉得荣幸，觉得宝贵。
Let us feel honored to be able to pray in the Holy Spirit and to know how precious it is.
那关于方言的祷灵言的祷告，对内是造就自己，那在对外是为不信的人来做见证。
So praying the Holy Spirit, it helps edify ourselves internally, and also it serves to edify others outside as well.
那我们就不再多说了。
So we won't speak more of this matter.
希望我们在祷告，在尤其在我们已经得到圣灵的弟兄姐妹。
For those who are receiving the Holy Spirit. You can receive as long as you ask.